Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Nice. Coming to you once again from Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. Yeah, it's Saturday, November 12th, 2022. And I've got some Doug plugs to share. I know it's your favorite part. Next weekend, Doug Loves Movies comes to the Come and Take It Festival, not to be confused with the Take It and Come Festival. It's a whole different thing. In Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group. That's the name of the venue. On Polk Street in downtown Houston. And Doug Loves Movies is back here at Dynasty T on Saturday, December 12th. I'm floating that, calling it Dynasty T, because typewriter is such an exhausting word. But then they'd have to change it. Instead of a bunch of typewriters up here on the stage, they'd have to put a lot of T sets or something. Oh, that'd be cute. So I'm going to be back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Saturday, December 10th at 4:20. And for all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah!
Fuck it. We'll put another audience doing it perfectly in. We'll just slip it in there and no one will know. Oh, that was great. I can't believe, after all these years, you're still really good at it. No prize bag today, because I brought this. It's the second in a series of baby caskets. Last month, I brought a small box, and then this time, it's even more like a baby casket, because it's a small coffin that says Anne Rice's interview with the vampire on it. The AMC Plus show that I'm enjoying a great deal. I think it's great. And they sent me this box, so I'm paying it forward. And it's got three bottles of booze inside. Yeah, some sort of fancy, like, absinthe and some bitters and then a bottle of something that I drank, so I replaced it with some vodka. So all of that. So if you're not a drinker and you brought a name tag today, I apologize, but everybody knows drinkers, especially around the holidays. You can just re-gift this shit. every party you get invited to, just bring a different bottle. That's what I say. Are you ready to meet our guests? If you've been following me on the social media, you already know, you have a good idea who's going to be here today because I've been squawking about it, and it's a wonderful lineup. Please welcome Anna Roisman, Kate Flannery, Martha Kelly, and Toby Huss. Come on out, everybody. Welcome to the stage. Have a seat. Grab a microphone. Don't make me talk like this forever.
Yeah!
Don't make the audience applaud forever. Hey, she made it. All right. One of my guests was parking their car just moments ago, but managed to make it. So now let's meet everybody now that they're all here. Individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah, switching it up. Yeah, our first guest is a former guest in New York City, now here in Los Angeles. You know her from HQ Trivia and her podcast, Unemployed. It's Anna Roisman, everybody!
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for having me in your city, in your state.
I love your sweater, or what do you call that? Like a jacket, sweater?
Sweater, yeah.
Yeah,
sweater.
I love it. It looks like you just crossed the finish line.
Thank you.
And that's an exciting way to enter a room. And of course, on the other end, we've got a prisoner.
We went with the patterns today.
Yeah. It's good to have you out here, Anna. Have you been enjoying your time in Los Angeles thus far?
I have. Yeah, it's been very cold, I will say.
Right?
You know? I moved here for like sunshine.
And we try to welcome you. Well, it's really sunny out there today and cold. You get both.
You get both.
And
yeah.
It does feel like New York in the fall here right now.
Yeah.
But all the weather's so topsy turvy. And be sure to check out my new podcast, Doug Hates Weather. I'm really mad about
this.
I'm mad about climate change. Right, this is it, yeah. Yeah, it's a backdoor pilot for a new podcast. Doug Hates Weather. And look for that soon. Nowhere. And you got to perform on this very stage last night, Anna.
I did, yeah. I slept here. They have a beautiful room on the side. It's amazing.
If this place doesn't have ghosts, I'd be shocked. Like, it's such a ghost place. I mean, it's all the floors are very creaky anyway.
The piano plays every so often, and you just kind of, you know, roll with it.
That'd be a great, when they do stand up here, the piano should start phantom playing, like, to get the comedian off.
Oh.
like in an old talk show. They don't even do that anymore. Like on The Tonight Show, somebody used to like tinkle a piano to let Johnny and his guests know it's time to go to a break. They don't fuck with that. They don't do that anymore. They have, you know, cue cards.
Yeah.
Good eyesight.
Get off.
Yeah. Also joining us today, it's been way too long since we've had her on the show. In the interim, she was a Dancing with the Stars juggernaut. What place did you come in?
Seventh.
That's pretty good, right? Because they start
come
with
on,
70.
Come on, everybody.
Seventh place, 70.
Right?
Come on.
So much. Thank you.
I want to stand up for you great. Like Bruno. Right?
You should. Right?
It's Kate Flannery, everybody.
Thanks for bringing up my contest. Everybody should do a contest, right?
I think it's I thought you were so much fun on that show, and I watched that thing all the time.
Thanks,
and just
Doug.
And spend of it just grousing about these aren't celebrities.
Right?
Or like every year they have two or three people that are professional dancers already.
I know.
When they show up. So what the fuck?
Dude, I'm so old. I was 55 when I was on. That was 3 years ago. And I was like, and all the other women were in their 20s. And a couple times I got the high score for the week, and they would give me a dirty look in the ladies' room. I'm like, work harder. You're in your 20s. What the fuck?
I'd like to have some names later.
we'll talk.
Yeah,
the
please.
Bachelorette.
What? But thank you for being here. Also here today, another return guest who's been on the show frequently, both here and in, I think you've done it in Austin, Texas. It's Martha Kelly, everybody. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for finding parking.
Sorry I got here right at the last minute. I have to ask you, though, I thought, isn't this the thing where we would bring stuff to give to the audience member who we play for?
You're a super conscientious guest because we haven't been doing that anymore. Well, we stopped doing it, but I forget to tell the guests don't bring something. So when you walked out with that today, I thought you just came from your own like shopping spree, like you were just running some errands and you brought the stuff with you here.
I'm not gonna carry that back to the car. So either
let's give it away.
I'll give it away.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's in there?
So there's a box that has a bottle of natural wine and I think candy and nuts and like a candle. It was like, these are both re-gifted. and the other thing is a beach towel that was also a gift, part of a box of gifts that I only brought the towel. And to be honest, it came with two towels, so I only brought one of them. But
well, you weren't in any obligation to bring anything, and so I appreciate you bringing that stuff, and we'll give it to somebody.
Okay, great. Or I can drop it in a trash can on the way out.
Our fourth and final guest today is a first-timer on the show. Yeah. And it's ridiculous that it's his first time on the show because I've known him for forever. Huge fan. Currently, you can see him as Weird Al's loving, compassionate, and gentle father in Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. Yeah. It's Toby Huss, everybody!
Hey!
Toby.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. How many years have you been doing this show?
Like 15?
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I got in under the wire.
Before he dies.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to try to have you on a bunch of times before I die. now that you've been here, if you enjoy yourself, you know. I don't bother the people that don't have a good time to come back.
You know? I didn't bring anything to give away. I like that, bringing towels. For the audience, just in case.
Well, that's what we do in this show is the guests play games, and I used to have all the guests bring stuff like that they didn't want, and the winner would walk out of here with a shit ton of stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
But the amount of time we spent discussing what they were going to win, because people kept trying to one-up the, you know, every comic wanted to bring the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah.
So then it just got out of hand, and it became a show about products that are...
Did anyone bring
being
a car?
Passed around.
I guess Martha already wins then because nobody else brought anything.
Right, because you weren't supposed to. That's what I'm saying is we've moved on. It's a new era. But I'm happy to give away Martha's stuff anyway. Toby, they shot this Weird Al movie. What, they shoot it like in a weekend? It was really short.
Yeah, just about. It was 18 days.
Yeah. 18 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't look it. It looks like a real... fancy feature.
If you
film.
Haven't seen it, it's a lovely movie. It turned out pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can watch it on your Roku.com or something for free. Or if you have that little, I don't have one of those. I don't know what they are. Is it still a thing? Like
Roku?
A physical thing you get thing. That
yeah.
plugged you, into a thing?
Well, that's either, nice. Either download it on your TV or you have a thing you stick in your computer.
Yeah.
The little... thing
that's nice. That's old school stuff. That's nice. And, they should make a whole separate thing the size of a big radio. Just a big old-timey Roku box. Like the size of a shoebox.
I used to enjoy, there was a one of the first like home movie channels had a box that you would sit on your TV.
And yeah,
it looked,
I think
it
so.
Looked
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
ominous, and it was only one channel. So it was kind of strange. But and they'd show like two movies a week. They just show two movies for a week, and then they'd start new ones the next day or at the end of the week. And I saw some of the weirdest movies like many times because whatever movies they were showing, we'd just watch them over and over again.
Right, that's good living.
Yeah. Yeah, it was particularly good when What's Up Doc was on there because that was already one of my favorite movies before it showed up on that box thing, and I loved it. But Yeah, so watch it on Roku. And I didn't even mind the commercials watching it on Roku. Because it felt like a unique experience to see a movie that is brand new.
Yeah.
And you're already watching it on TV with commercials. And it's not a TV movie.
I know, exactly.
And they do not make, there's no moments in the script where they go to a break. Yeah. So the commercials just drop in on you just randomly.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be beating the shit out of Weird Al.
Oh, nice.
And then a commercial will come on.
Oh, those fuckers.
For like Depends.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, I don't know what commercials are on. But they also give you that little countdown clock letting you know how long the commercials are going to play for. So that, I love that too. I wish all commercial breaks had that. You can just get up and go do stuff.
You got to watch Crackle. That channel, Crackle.
Crackle does it?
Yeah, they interrupt like in the middle of like a sentence. They'll go to a commercial. It's so horrifying.
Yeah, I watch all my game shows or a lot of game shows on Buzzr, and that channel, every show begins at 5 minutes after the hour and goes 5 minutes over. I've gotten used to that, but it's weird.
It's the other show fucker. We're going to fuck you for watching the other shows. We're going 5 minutes over. You want to watch something at 4? Fuck you.
Yeah. It's definitely to just keep you stuck on Buzzr. Because what game show do you turn off when there's 5 minutes left?
Right?
That's always the best part when they play the big money game at the end.
Yeah.
I'm not flipping over to someone else then, so it's a nightmare. But they also, their commercials also drop in randomly, and then sometimes they don't have ads, so you just look at like the network logo and a little do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like just killing time now, just waiting for the show to come back and then still be 5 minutes long at the end.
You watch the buzzer boy do his dance?
Mm-hmm. Little buzzer dance, it's cute. Buzzer, B-U-Z-Z-R. That's right. Somebody in the audience beat me to it.
That's pretty hip.
There's no E. Yeah, no E in Buzzr and no E in Toby. But thank you for being here.
Sure thing.
Really appreciate it. So many movies and TV shows and voices over the years.
Yeah, a bunch
you must of them, yeah. get a lot of where you have to list off things to strangers before you hit one that they know.
That's a drag. Sometimes they come up and they go, hey. What have you done?
Well, I've done a lot of things I hope you don't know about.
I don't know what I've done. What have you done? Oh, no. I'm just saying. I know you from somewhere.
Yeah?
All right. As I walk away, good luck.
Might figure it out later.
I'm going to go down my resume. I work for you now? I'm going down my resume? Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's like a game. And if you're in a bar, they won't leave you alone until they figure out what it is. Meredith in The Office, they must just jump to that.
They know who she is.
I get recognized from the back of my fucking head. And I'm happy about it. You know, the back of my head was on TV a lot, so I'm happy about that.
It does work out good that you like to drink.
Right.
Right? Because people want to buy Meredith drinks.
This is true. It's a champagne problem, guys.
I do love that he led with Dancing with the Stars, though. That was an iconic way to intro.
I mean, I'm not here to tell people what they already know. Everybody knows The Office. I mean, holy crap. I mean, it's never going to go away.
That's what they all say. I don't know. Who knows? But it is. It's crazy.
It's not. It's not like there's a little reference here and then. But it's not reference heavy.
You know?
So it's not like it's not dated.
Timeless.
It's just like, and offices are gonna suck for all time.
Totally, totally. And a lot of people wanted to watch The Office during the pandemic because they couldn't go to their office, so they came to ours. But it's really true. It's like this weird phenomenon. It made people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
They had Stockholm syndrome for their shitty jobs.
Right, for their shitty jobs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. All right, so before we get into the game portion of the show, which is, you know, most of the show, I always like to talk about movies a little bit first and get some recommendations from my guests. And since we're in the Thanksgiving month of November, I thought it would be fun to ask each of you, start with Anna. Name a movie that you are thankful for. A film that enriches your life and might somehow enrich that of others who aren't aware of it.
I love this. A movie I am thankful for is The First Wives Club.
Okay, Kate.
I'm kidding.
I watched it like a week ago.
Okay, and
it was on TV. I watched it with commercials, and honestly, I like the commercials. You know,
right? And the whole experience made you happy.
The whole movie makes me happy. Yeah, and everyone's in that movie too.
Yeah,
you don't realize it. Like so many actors are in it, and I Instagrammed that I was watching it because I'm one of those people who does that, you know, like all day long if you follow me. And I was like, First Wives Club. And my friend, I had like two people be like, I've never seen that movie. Is it good? And I was like, what? And we're friends? It's so good. It's so good.
I don't think you're allowed to make a movie with the word club in the title and it not be good.
There you go. Book club.
Book club.
Another one I love.
Club Dread. They're all the clubs.
Bike club?
Yeah.
That's
bike like club. Wow. Club.
Who doesn't want to join a club?
This is a new game for you, the club game.
Oh, it will be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go back to the lab and work on that. Bring back a club game, because that is the word club, we're realizing, is in the title of a lot of movies.
I know. I just got intimidated by all the movies you just spilled. They're like club, Fight Club, this Breakfast Club. First Wives Club, though, is it for me. I'm grateful.
It's your top club.
It's my top club. Yeah.
Scottsdale.
Are you divorced?
Club murders?
Were you divorced?
I'm not divorced.
Is that real?
Okay, I just wondered what.
I'm not divorced. You know, I think it's that scene. I think it's the scene where they're all in the white outfits and they sing, you know, You Don't Own Me. And that scene comes on and you're just like, you forget everything else in the world and it's the best scene in a movie.
Is this a movie that men have watched?
I hope so.
Because I've never, I don't know anything about it. It's not in my brain.
It's Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, and Diane Keaton.
Oh, I would never watch
that. And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And I mean, they're all wonderful, but what the fuck? Why would a man say? First, hey, fellas.
Are you now young? I want.
It's on now. Yeah.
It's got a young Sarah Jessica Parker as a homewrecker.
Yeah, she's a homewrecker in it. She's stealing Bette Midler's husband.
It's, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Tell me more.
Oh, and Maggie Smith is in it. It's such
For
a
some
good
reason,
kid.
They end up out on a scaffolding that falls. Right. Like, they're plummeting on a scaffolding, and they're this is a terrible club.
Yeah.
Why did we start this club? Nothing but disaster. All right, Kate, I don't know how you're going to follow that. But
I'm going to say Billy Elliot. Wow. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Guys, that movie when the Welsh father who's like he's a fucking miner and he's got like you know his wife died and his youngest kid wants to take ballet and like you fucking poof you know everybody thinks they're so fucking mean to this kid but then the father realizes like when the father cries and realizes like. He's only 11 years old, for fuck's sake. We gotta give him a chance. Like, I am a mess. I cry. And there's music from The Cure. And, like, the music is so good in that. If you haven't seen it, what's wrong with you? Go see it.
Yeah, they're probably busy watching The Full Monty or some dumb, some other dance movie. But, yeah, Billy Elliot.
So good.
That guy that directed that movie, he's made, like, 3 or 4 movies, and they've been nominated for Best Picture every time.
Right.
That guy's crazy.
If this movie doesn't make you cry, then maybe there's something fucking wrong with you. I'm serious. It's like, it's so, I don't know. It just, there's so many things about it, but it's really smart. It's not like manipulative.
Did you see the stage musical?
I did not. I know. Sorry.
That was probably pretty good, too.
I guess, but I'm sure there weren't songs from The Cure because Elton
He
John
dies heard. In the end in the stage.
What?
Version. Yeah.
What?
They club him
what?
To death. They put the...
Yeah.
Which is the which
wives,
is the sequel, the Billy
wives
Elliot
club,
club
him.
Right?
Stop dancing, you
wives.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's also a tap dancer in right. that one.
There really isn't enough clubbing in any of these club movies.
Right?
Even Fight Club, they just use their bare hands.
Yeah, there's hardly any clubbing. Jeez.
Some guy walks into Fight Club with this huge piece of wood. What's that? Isn't this Fight Club? I brought one. I'm ready.
Martha...
My dear.
Normally I would go with one of the 4 Alvin and the Chipmunks movies, but I'm gonna go a different route and say I'm thankful for the movie The Outsiders because I was listening to a podcast today with Rob Lowe and Ralph Macchio, and they were talking about it. And I rewatched it a few months ago for the first time since I was 14. And I had not remembered how much there is of guys crying and hugging in it. So it's definitely a movie for 14-year-old girls. And the whole movie, all these young, hot actors, they're either running and crying or they're hugging and crying. And it's like mostly dudes. It's really, if there are any 14-year-olds here tonight, that's it. I don't have...
It's a beautiful, it's not my cup of tea, but it's a beautifully shot movie. You know, it's got like gorgeous sunsets when they're sitting around saying, what's the expression they say? Stay fresh.
Gold. Stay gold. Gold.
It has a very...
Stay fresh, pony boy. Fuck you, soda pop.
That's a line from First Wives Club.
Oh, is it? Because isn't Rob Lowe's name Soda Pop or some shit?
Yeah, his character's Soda Pop. There's Pony Boy, Dallas, Daryl.
They just sound like future weathermen.
It's really, there's a lot of plot holes, a lot of valid reasons to criticize the movie, but
somebody dies in it though, right?
Yeah, Ralph Macchio dies, and he's the one he's really, I think, the best actor in it. They're all great when you're 14, and they're all great actors. They've had a lot of success, but he's the only one who you really feel like he's really a kid living this life. All the other guys, it's just like, you just wanted to be in a Francis Ford Coppola movie and get to cry on camera. So it's fun. I didn't really do a good job selling
Tom
it.
Tom Cruise, here, I'll sell it for you. Tom Cruise has janky teeth in it.
And Emilio Estevez only wears sleeveless T-shirts. And
that have a lot of them have Mickey Mouse on them, right?
Yeah, and Patrick Swayze is in it, and it's right before Dirty Dancing, and he is he's pure gold. So I just normally go with the chipmunks, but anyway, what does Toby wanna?
No, I have a few more questions about...
Yeah, come on.
The Outsiders. Yeah. S.E. Hinton wrote that.
And when you're a 14-year-old girl, you think it's a boy writing this really emotionally deep book. So all these teenage girls fall in love with this book thinking it's written by a really deep teenage boy. And it was like a grown lady.
Yeah, she wrote a bunch of books.
Yeah. They're all first-person teenage boy in trouble books.
Write what you know. All right, so I'm really excited to... Thank you, Martha. I'm really excited to hear what Toby's been thinking over here after all these other choices. Films that he has not seen nor will he ever see.
I don't watch a lot of movies... I don't know why. I don't have anything against movies, but I don't watch a lot of them. But I was at home, and I watched this movie called Green Slime. Do you know about this fucking thing?
It's just called Green Slime?
It's called fucking Get On This Thing. It's really fucking nuts. It's great. Yeah, it's like this Italian-American production about some outer space green slime. Kind of blob adjacent. But it took they filmed it in like 61 or 67, and the special effects, $1,000 spent well. Oh my God, it's really fantastic. There's some great acting in it. There's the guy, I don't know his name. You've seen him 100 times. He's always in a World War II movie, and he's about 5'7 or 5'6, and he's got blonde hair. He's with a blonde crew cut. We're gonna get him. We're gonna get him over that hill. Come on, John. And then he gets he's always a sergeant or somebody up there. Anyway, he's in this, and there's some wonderful Italian woman in this who's got her voice dubbed. It's fantastic. It's an outer space adventure about some green slime. And it's not nice green slime either, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
But I think culty film guys know about it. I'm not a culty film guy, so then when I asked my culty film guys about it, they went, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's a really fucked up movie." So yeah, it's a fucked up movie, but it's hilarious.
There you go. That sounds like something to be thankful for.
I'm very thankful for Green Slime because I met Green Slime just by chance, and now we're old friends. It just happened. Oh, who are you, Green Slime? Okay, I'm Toby. I'm sitting on my couch. What's next? Oh, you're going to play out? And then it did, and now we're pals.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Do you watch, like series television instead, or you just don't watch stuff?
I watch stuff. I like things. I don't know. What do you want from me? I want you to be like a
huge Love is Blind fan right now.
What's that?
Love is Blind. Do you ever see that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
That sounds great, though. No, I've seen that. You know, it's kind of neat when people make things. Like the British baking show is kind of fun to watch.
Right, yeah.
And then it's also so not... It's not vicious, horrible Americans, you know?
Right.
It's not awful, shitty Americans fucking each other and trying to fucking marry each other and fuck each other. That's awful. It's just some Brits baking, you know, cakes. It's kind of great.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds very pleasant.
Yeah.
Very comforting.
I sound like I'm 100 years old. So I watch Green Slime and then I watch the cake show. Good night.
There's a show on Netflix now where they compete making cocktails, like really good bartenders that create their own drinks. They compete making cocktails, and I just watch it endlessly.
I would never watch that show.
Because you don't like a fancy cocktail?
Yeah, I think guys that make cocktails are pricks, right? Aren't they?
That is a good point.
I mean, I was
but
a bartender.
What about the ladies?
I was a bartender in New York for a while, and I was really bad. And the guys that came on that were really good were all pricks.
Yeah.
They have big egos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can throw like a shaker up behind your back and catch it in the front, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, true.
You know, you deserve all the props.
Yeah.
All the flowers.
Bartenders have all the power, let's face it, right?
They really do.
The waiters have none. You know, it's true.
Yeah, that's why I in a restaurant, I prefer sitting at the bar than at a table.
I getcha. Yeah, it's true.
Because you just get better service.
It's true. And the waiters tend to say, like, is everything okay? It's like, why is that your responsibility to make everything okay? It's fucked up. Bartenders are like, nope, you're done. Nope, I'm not serving you. Like, it's like you're cut off. Whatever. Like, they have all the power. They do. It's awesome.
Yeah, they tend to be like people that have worked there the longest. You know, it's a sweet spot. All right, well, I don't think there's any ads for booze in the break that's coming up, but that would sure be a great timing. Thank you for all your recommendations, and I'll say I'm thankful for the movie I mentioned earlier, What's Up, Doc, because it's like one of my favorite comedies of all time, and comedy is a good thing. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back!
Hey!
That's why you got to come see the show in person. There's a lot of mad shit being talked during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the listeners missed out on it. So Anna's going to be playing today for Edwardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Kate is playing for May, Son of Rambo.
Yeah.
And Martha's got Dustin Till Dawn, which is too much Dustin, if you ask me. And then, and too much Dustin. And Toby is playing for Along Came Molly.
Yay!
M-O-L-L-Y, not the... Because Molly, the drug, spelled different, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's really
so.
Just spelled like Molly, the name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, well, well.
I've never had to spell it. You know, I try to get my dealer on the phone. I don't text him.
You've never had to spell Molly? I can't believe it.
The drug?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even tried it. Maybe. But somebody might have slipped one to me one time. All right. So let's play some games. This first game, audience favorite. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. And this is a silly game. You're going to want to be microphone ready. Martha's maybe the only one who's played this game before. I'm going to say out loud the title of a motion picture, a real motion picture that exists. First person on stage that can repeat back the full correct title wins. You can guess as often as you'd like. But every time somebody guesses, I'm going to go back and start at the beginning.
Wait, I don't understand.
What?
Yeah, I got no idea what's going on, but let's do it.
You'll figure out what's going on as it's happening,
just the same
or
thing.
You won't. And
right.
That's part of the fun. Like, for instance, like if it was True Grit, I'd say True Grit. And then the first person who says True Grit wins.
So we can cut you off.
Yes.
Oh.
Please cut me off.
Okay,
if you think you know this title.
Okay. But when you said if no one gets it, you go back to the beginning. What part is the beginning?
I'm the beginning of the title.
True?
Oh.
Back to true?
It's not going to be two words, this title. So the first person who repeats all of it back to me wins the game.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
I love a pre-guess, but that's incorrect.
We're going to get there, baby. Don't you worry. I'm going to bring it home for us. Look at this.
All right, are you ready? Here we go. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry
and the Hendersons.
Potter.
Oh. Harry and Potter the and the Sorcerer's Stone.
And
the magical castle.
And the thing that
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Hey, Potter and the Fancy Horse.
Harry.
Harry Potter and the
Harry
Super
Potter
Fancy Horse.
And the cup
Harry
that
Potter
was
and the
sold.
Super Fairy.
Harry Potter and,
Harry and the Sorcerer's Stone.
And Mrs. Potter.
Fuck.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
The Golden Goblet.
The
fuck.
Harry Potter.
This is the saddest thing I've ever
and
seen.
And the Goblet of Gold.
Harry Potter.
Chamber.
And the Chamber of Horrors.
Chamber of
Harry Potter.
And the Chamber of Fairies.
Chambermaids. The Chambermaids.
And the Dirty Whores.
Of Downton Abbey.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Dirty Whores.
Harry Potter.
Chamber of Doom. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Doom.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
That is correct, Martha Kelly.
The Sleeper.
All right, Swifty.
The Sleeper.
Swifty.
Wow. I waited till all the guesses had been done, and then I knew which one it was.
I think you waited till we humiliated ourselves. Then you came right in.
I've never seen it.
I know, me either.
Have you guys seen Harry Potter and the Chamber of Dirty Whores?
That's a movie I'd like to see. It's aspirational.
Right? Is it on
Skinamax? That's just what Chamber of Secrets was called in France.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it come on Roku after the Weird Al one?
Right. Deal? I did a picture with that Harry Potter kid.
Yeah.
That's right. He was Weird Al.
With Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
He was Weird Al.
Weird Al.
What the fuck? Movie guy.
I'm like going back in my head through all the Daniel Radcliffe movies going, which one was he in? Oh, this current one. Yeah, that's fun. You guys get along with him?
Sweet guy.
Yeah?
Sweet guy.
Was he in character the whole time as Weird Al?
No. No, he was hanging out, and then when the cameras were on, he goofed off, and he was right there with it the whole time, and he was super friendly. Couldn't have been a better guy.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, what might have initially gotten the ball rolling on him playing this role is he's an amazing, like, he can lip sync very well to, like, rap and stuff. So I think that was came in handy.
He's a sharp guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's an entertainer.
And he got it done in 18 days.
He got that shit done in 18 days. He did not fuck around.
And he had to go to the gym every day for like 2 or 3 hours.
Dang. Him's been working out.
Right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
He looked good.
There's that rumor.
Like Weird Al must have been like, you have to look like I look like with my shirt off, or you're not going to get to play this part.
That's why it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. All right. So congratulations to Martha. You won that first game. All that means is you get to go first in this next game. In which going first may or may not be an advantage. That's how it goes. But this game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Here's how this game works. I'll say a tagline from a motion picture. You know, something that was on the poster or used in the advertising. You know, something that IMDb lists as a tagline for a particular movie. And then this isn't a yell out one. This is one at a time. So Martha will go first. I'll say a tagline. You just take a guess what movie it's in. If you can't think of, you know, if you can't think of anything that makes sense, just guess anything. You know, you never know. And then we'll go to Kate, then Anna, and then Toby. And if someone gets one right, then the order shifts over okay. One a little bit. But you'll see. You'll see as we go.
I accept the challenge. Yeah. Here, let's go. Let's do this.
It's a lot of pressure.
Right.
This is not an easy game because it turns out there's a lot of movies. And all I'm giving you is the tagline. That's all you have to work with. But I hope that you'll notice a theme emerging as we play this game. And also the titles have to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't be Harry Potter and that whore thing you said earlier.
I mean, we'd all like to take a little peek at that, right?
Here's the first one for Martha. It goes like this. Slapstick chases, pies in faces, shapely buttes in bathing suits. That's the fucking tagline.
Is it Cannonball Run?
That's a terrific guess.
That's a great guess, yeah.
Yeah. That's real good.
But it's not right.
It's not, no. Okay. But that's a really good guess. That feels,
what is it
feels
again?
About right. I'll say it again for Kate, because it's her time to guess.
Okay.
Slapstick chases, pies in faces, shapely buttes in bathing suits.
Is it Some Like It Hot?
No, but that would fit, except for I don't think there's any pies.
Well, there's like a cake scene where they, you know.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Yeah, where they, yes.
Yeah, but that was a good guess, too. See, you're applying yourselves, and it's really, I can't say that you're close, because obviously you're not saying the title I'm looking for.
Shit.
But those are good guesses. Anna?
You know, I want to say First Wives Club, but it's not my guess.
Do you want to hear
it? But it works.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Slapstick chases, pies in faces, shapely buttes in bathing suits.
I'm going to say 9 to 5. I feel like these are all offensive.
None of those three things are a 9-to-5, but that could make it an interesting marketing campaign.
In my brain, they were all a 9-to-5. You know,
that's how you get like a Toby Huss to come see a movie that's all women.
Yeah.
It's just lie in the marketing about all these other cool things that are going to happen.
Bathing suits, I'll be there.
Yeah. So what do you think, Toby? Slapstick chases, pies and faces, and shapely buttes and bathing suits.
It's not going to happen for us.
I
was thinking Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, that's not bad. There's lots of stuff in that movie.
It's not good.
But The Great Race would have
that's
all these
the
things
other
in
one,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the answer either.
That's a better guess, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
can we make a second guess?
You're coming at me with the good guesses.
I'm not going
to
make
it. But you can guess. You'll be able to guess on the next one. And the answer to this one, I'm not surprised that nobody got it, because the answer is Abbott and Costello meet the Keystone Cops.
No. That's not true.
Oh, my God.
That's a real thing you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They had bikinis back when... Or did they say bathing suits? I forget.
Yeah. Had we blown up the Bikini Atoll back then with our nuclear weapons?
Right.
They should cancel that tagline.
I was going to say Muscle Beach Party, like one of those beach party movies, but apparently...
Abbott and Costello were so asexual, though.
Right, so that's probably why they were like in the ads, were like, let's get some...
Oh, we got to sex it up.
Talk up the bathing suits.
Yeah.
And the pies and faces and slapstick chases, that's in every Keystone Cops thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they came out of the silence or whatever.
Huh.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
Doug, you're harder than I thought.
All right, yeah, this is tough, but...
I thought this was just going to be fun, but it's like going to school.
That was your first clue, though, as to what's going on here. That answer, Abbott and Costello meet the Keystone Cops. So we'll start again with Martha. And what movie has the tagline, "They're raising Cain on the bounding main"? And this is Martha's turn.
Can you say that again?
They're raising Cain on the bounding main. I know, right? I don't even know what some of those words mean.
Is it...
Ooh, that would be a good one for Chipwrecked.
Is it the one about the... where it's like a lady with a bunch of kids and a guy with a bunch of kids get together.
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yeah, is that it?
No.
Okay.
Kate?
Is it the Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn movie? Is it Overboard?
No, it's not that Overboard.
Ooh,
or the
guess.
Remake of Overboard.
Shit.
But also another good guess. Anna? Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
The Raising Cain and the Bounding Main.
I don't know. I'm thinking of boat. I went to Sleepless in Seattle.
That'd be a fun tagline for The Lighthouse.
Indeed.
You saw that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's a fucked up movie.
Oh, that was good.
Have you seen Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah. What's that?
Have you ever seen Sleepless in Seattle?
I saw part of it. I think the bookstore, the guy.
No, that's you got mail.
That's you got mail.
Fucking no. What was that one?
Same actors.
Are they from Seattle?
It's... Yeah, Seattle plays a... Wait, where's the bookstores in You've Got
That's
Mail?
That's New York. Yeah. The whole thing's in New York.
Oh, okay.
The but whole thing's in New
Sleepless
York.
Sleepless in Seattle
whole
splits
fucking
it.
Thing.
Sleepless yeah. in Seattle, he's in Seattle.
She's in Washington, D.C.
Is she? Yeah, she's yeah. East Coast.
Yeah.
And then they meet on the Empire State Building.
Oh, that's at the end.
And
of
a monkey yeah. pushes him off.
Oh.
Full
I can
of
get behind
green
that
slime.
Picture.
It's full of green slime.
Oh. Green Slime
wait, did
has
you
a
guess?
Great theme song, too.
Green Slime. Do, 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 green Slime.
It's worth it just for the theme song. It's really great.
I can't wait. Did you guess, Toby?
I have not, but I'm going to guess Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, that's a terrific guess, too.
Wasn't that the SS Maine or the Bounty?
I think it was the Bounty. Yeah. But yeah, the Bounding Main is some sort of ship reference because this is a motion picture called Abbott and Costello Meet Captain Kidd.
What?
Fucking, that's just mean spirited. There's no.
Wow. Bullshit. You know,
why don't you ask us what the name of your best friend's dog was when you were a kid? And we'd get closer than our answers here. Was it Jeffrey? Was his dog's name Jeffrey?
I didn't realize they had such a collection like those Mary Kate Ashley movies, right? You know? Like,
so specific.
Abbott and Costello.
Right?
Go to the pharmacy.
It's Martha's turn.
Oh boy.
You ready, Martha?
I don't know any Abbott and Costello movies.
But just have fun with it. Like, Toby doesn't know Harry Potter movies, but he still came up with some titles.
All right. Yeah.
Didn't stop me. Glug, glug.
Martha, here's the tagline. So far, we got Abbott Costello, do one thing. Abbott Costello, do another thing. This one, the tagline is, their newest and funniest by far.
Dick. What a.
This is bullshit.
What a horrible cockiest.
Oh. The next game's going to be easier, I swear. Any guesses, Martha?
Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
No, but that is one of their movies. So good job.
Okay.
Or that one might be called Meet the Monster. But anyway, Kate?
Abbott and Costello Meet the Werewolf?
No, but that's another Abbott Costello movie. It feels like
it's
you're getting
one.
The hang of this. Anna?
Abbott and Costello bone each other. You're into it.
It's their newest.
Now, see, now, Toby,
newest.
You were joking around earlier, but she did get close. She did get close.
Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy.
No, but that was another one, too. Yeah. Yeah, you should have been here during Halloween month because we played this game and that was the answer. But today, the answer is, what was yours again?
Abbott and Costello bone each other.
Yeah, this is Abbott and Costello in the Foreign Legion.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give her credit for that.
I think she won this.
She's the closest. She's almost a winner at this point.
Come on.
Yeah, she's the closest to winning this game.
Come on.
Third of a point. Yeah.
All right.
But now,
I think somebody's going to get one. I really do.
I don't.
Martha? What movie has the tagline, they're Hollywood hot shots now?
Abbott and Costello meet Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
That's a terrific answer, and that reminds me I should play a game with all the road movies that that those guys did, because they never get old. They just were old to begin with. they're Hollywood hot shots now, Kate.
Abbott and Costello in Hollywood?
That is correct.
Yeah!
What the fuck? How did that happen? Yes! Yes! Wow.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait. They're calling me from the booth.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's Bud Abbott and Lou Costello
in
Hollywood. Yeah, that's the real title.
Yeah.
She got it.
I'll give her the point anyway.
She got it.
That was impressive.
See?
Impressive.
Mason of Rambo. We got it. Okay.
She figured out what I was up to.
I broke
the
code.
That means that Anna gets to go first on this next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might just use my answer from the last one. I really liked it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They're out of this world on a misguided missile.
Abbott and Costello go to outer space.
No.
No!
Toby?
Toby's over it.
Is it? It's something like Abbott and Costello on Mars, right?
What's that?
Abbott and Costello on Mars.
No.
Oh, fuck, I didn't.
Sorry.
Yeah. Abbott and Costello in Hiroshima.
Toby was closer.
The Three Stooges in outer space.
Oh, that would be a fun twist if I went off in that direction.
On the moon?
No, you were so close.
Fucking Venus?
Abbott and Costello go to Mars.
Oh, God damn it.
They're not on it. They go to it. That
Doug,
means, that means Martha just won that game. Congratulations, Martha.
Wait, I thought Kate won.
I didn't know
that
Kate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Kate won. I love Martha. Like, I did not win.
Oh, my God.
I did not win. Martha's so honest. There's a
Doug,
good
you better have somebody walk you to your car. There's a lot of people really mad about what just happened. Am I right? Oh,
I thought you meant because I'm drinking. It's root beer. It's root beer with a Molly in it. A Molly? Some Molly.
M-O-L-L-Y.
Well, congratulations, Kate. You did that one. So you get to go first in the next one.
Oh, okay.
And that one determines our winner today.
Right on.
And who's going to get all the prizey stuff. But before we do that, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, baby!
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! This is so exciting. Kate gets to go first in our next game. And once Kate takes her turn in this game, then we'll flip the order around. We'll go in the other direction. We'll go to Martha, then to Toby, and then to Anna. And this is a game that I call The Little Search Engine That Could. Yeah. A friend of mine and the show's is getting married today in Orange County, and I'm here, so I wasn't able to attend the wedding, but I want to give him a shout-out. His name's Sean Sakamai, and I would also like to dedicate this game to our friend by including a little marriage thing in the game, because what I did was, The Little Search Engine That Could is a game where I take a word, pop it into the search engine on IMDb, and then I write down a certain number. This time it's 10 titles of movies that have that word in the title. And I'll tell you what the word is, and then each of you will take turns guessing movies with that word in the title. And if it finishes somewhere in the top 10, you get points. If it's the number one movie on the list, you get 10 points. Number 10, you get 1 point. And it's based on IMDb's algorithm of what's popular right now. I looked at it this morning. So it's movies that are their top 10 movies with the word wedding. Don't guess any yet. Just wait for your turn. There's three rounds where each of you are going to get one guess, and you'll see. We'll try to clear out all these. We'll try to hit all of these titles. So who'd I say starting? Kate?
Yes.
All you got to do is name any movie.
Wedding Crashers.
The word wedding.
Wedding Crashers.
In the title.
Nothing? Nobody supporting me in the audience? People. Nothing? Are you awake? You've seen it. You've turned the channel on. It's on all the time.
I've got some news for you.
Uh-oh. What?
It's number one on the list.
What?
number one on the list, and it's worth 10 points. Hey. So Kate has just sprung into the lead. Look, like there's no stopping her, but we'll
I
see.
Thought
what
I was already in the lead.
We'll see what. No, the last game you won means you get to go first in this game,
oh,
and
I
then
see.
You took advantage of it and
well,
got
I'm
the
sorry.
Number one answer. So
I'm
you're
sorry about
you're
that,
sitting
you
pretty.
Okay, great.
Martha.
My best friend's wedding. Don't pretend to support me.
I just never heard a title said with so low energy get a round of applause. It was a real juxtaposition of textures and flavors. And that movie, I think, should have come in higher on the list. I think that was a very excellent guess, Martha. But unfortunately, it's number 10 on the list. So you're on the board. You've got a point.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got the 1 point. Toby, what do you think? Have you ever seen a movie that's got the word wedding in the title?
I don't.
But not the word whores.
Four weddings and a funeral. That's got wedding, right? Oh, come on. Is it on the thing?
I mean, it'd be number one if I type funeral in, I bet. Although
yeah.
There's those two Death of the Funeral movies. They remade that movie, but Peter Dinklage is in both.
What is it? Four Weddings and a Funeral? Is that the title?
You said it right.
Okay.
Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah, you
Andy
know.
McDowell.
Never seen it, but I've seen the thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was a terrific guess.
Number 8.
Number, I don't know, not in the top 10.
Fucking, huh?
It's weddings.
There's a lot of movies.
No way.
Oh, maybe because it's weddings, but probably not. Like, it is still. Mm.
It has
still
a wedding in
wedding,
there before
yeah.
the S.
Yeah. And it, yeah, no, four weddings. Yeah, yeah. It would work. It would work, I think.
Technically.
Yeah, because the real title of that first movie that Kate said is Weddings Crashers. okay, so Kate's got 10, Martha's got 1, Toby's, it's great to have you here. And Anna, what do you think for your first guess?
My brain knows every movie with bride in it, but I can't think of a fucking wedding movie.
Not any?
I can't. They said the two that I've watched 100 times.
Right. They did get 2 good ones.
Is okay. I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a guess.
Sure.
Is there a three men in... No.
Three men in a wedding, baby?
Is that like a...
Three men in a wedding, baby. Number 7.
Isn't that like a sequel or something?
Three men and a
wedding
little
wedding
lady.
Wars.
little lady. So you want to go with that? Is that your guess?
You know, it's not
three,
clicking.
Three men and a wedding?
Three. There's got to be like a scary movie, like, you know, like Bad Wedding.
Maybe, but you'll get 2 more tries at this, so you can, we'll come back to you.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So, you're going with Bad Wedding?
Sure.
Okay, that's not on there. I don't think that's a movie either, but...
Not yet.
I don't I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure.
Oh,
okay.
Geez.
Here we go. Here's... You know what? We should do 4 rounds.
No. 2's good.
Wait, I was going to do 3.
With different words?
Like I said.
But yeah. No, it's still wedding.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. Is that you got to really dig deep
for
and come
stoner,
up with those other
weddings. For a stoner, you are a ball buster. Seriously, you are a fucking
You got the number one answer?
I know, but you're still busting my balls. I mean,
it's less of a it's less of a contest and more of just sort of this slow roll humiliation for everybody out there. Just low grade humiliation for us. But no, it's cool. Keep going.
But you should be proud of your answers. I'm telling you. I think I said earlier, comedians and actors are dumb. And
keep going.
And yeah. And so the answer is, this has been great. I mean, the people watching right now, the people listening know that you're all very, very good players.
We gave you no pushback when you said that, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Not a,
well, I was in the bathroom, but like the bathroom door doesn't close in the green room. So I heard you were talking about, what were you talking about? Something about somebody not showing up somewhere
something
where they're supposed
dumb.
To be. Something dumb.
Black would do.
And then that's when I burst out of the bathroom and said, comedians are dumb. And actors. Comedians and actors. And those are all my guests on the show, generally. Every once in a while, I'll have a wrestler. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Smarter than you think, those wrestlers.
All right. We start with Martha this round.
Go ahead.
The Wedding Singer.
Oh. Nice.
Number two, nine points.
Dang.
Wow.
9 points for recalling that nobody knows that movie. Adam Sandler, what happened to him? I like that Hustle movie a lot that he's in on the Netflix. But that's 9 points for Martha. Oh, shit. Things Jeez. Are tied up now between Kate and Martha, but it's Toby's guess.
Is there a movie called Blood Wedding?
There
a
better
horror
be.
Movie? There's a horror movie called
there
Blood
should
Wedding.
Be, yeah.
Check that list.
Okay, let me see here.
It's the sequel to Bad Wedding. It's the Blood Wedding.
Nah, I don't see it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Did you check the back of that paper?
No, it's all on this side.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. Anna?
I'm going to redeem myself. It came to me. It just came to me.
That's how this happens. If you're just waiting for your turn, you might think of something.
Is The Wedding Planner.
Dang.
With Jennifer Lopez?
Nope.
What? That's...
I do recall it was like 11 or 12. It was close.
Oh.
It was close.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah.
But so it's was, J-Lo.
That was a good one.
Hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm All back. Right.
Back to Kate.
You guys, I'm in hell. I was going to say, like, is there one, like, Best Man's Wedding?
Probably.
Oh, mother son of a... What the...
Best Man's Christmas.
Right? There's a whole...
I think there's the Best Man and Best Man's Christmas.
Is that it?
Something there's like that.
Really?
But
I guess the Best Man's in
no
the wedding.
No Best Man's wedding.
The first one is
wedding.
A wedding, so it's not... A,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're tied for the lead. It's working out great.
I have one, but it might not be on the list.
Hang
whoa,
on
whoa, slow down.
Slow down.
This is almost that. Technically, there's cheating,
guess
right?
Yet?
I did. I didn't get it.
No, she hasn't gone yet.
Okay.
Oh, I guess Best Man's Wedding.
Oh, that's your guess?
Oh, okay, never
After
mind.
We
no,
discussed
no, 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 no.
how it was wrong.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Give okay.
You a
then
real
my
here.
Next one is Olsen Twins. No. Barbie Wedding.
Oh, that's Barbie a fun wedding. Title, Barbie Wedding. But no. All right. So now we're moving on to the next round, Martha. So Toby gets to go first this round.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Name a movie that has wedding in the title.
Oh, okay. My Best Friend's Wedding.
That'd be so fucked up if I also gave him the point. Like, yeah, that is correct. That's worth 1 point.
Okay.
As well. People just keep repeating the ones we've already said. You don't have any others? Like First Wives Club Wedding?
Isn't there like a... Yeah, no, this isn't.
There's a horror movie with a wedding.
It seems like wedding. There should be.
It was Blood Wedding. Yeah.
Mm. Well, there's Red Wedding
green,
happened
green slime
on,
wedding?
On Game of Thrones.
Yeah, wasn't that?
Yeah.
I don't have a guess to
okay.
tell you the
well,
truth.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's all right.
Anna? Pass.
Back to Anna.
is there a movie called like White Wedding?
I hope not.
I don't know.
There's a Billy Idol song.
Abbott yeah, and Costello have a wedding.
They probably have a white wedding.
You know they talked about that in one of their pitch meetings. What about they have a wedding? What about that, Abbott? How about that?
Evan Costello
have a wedding.
Have a wedding. I'm really still upset about The Wedding Planner. You know, I'm not
a Abbott marries a woman and Costello marries a donkey. It'll be fun. We'll shoot it in Mexico.
The Wedding Diet? Is that.
Okay.
I failed.
The Wedding
was
Diet?
A good try. Yeah, let's try that. The Wedding Diet.
That's a good guess.
Let's see if that's on here. Nope.
Can't believe.
Shocker.
Thanks for the encouragement, guys.
Did you think of any more, Kate?
Bride of Frankenstein at the Wedding, the sequel.
Check it.
I do like it. I'll check it.
Dude, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's not there.
There's a lot of movies with Bride in it.
There is.
These things are tough. Like, it's hard to, it goes, just all goes from your head. Now you know what it's like to be on Family Feud. You sit at home and go, these people are dumb. But, you know, it's hard to think of these things on the spot.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That Steve Harvey's a great host, though. Right? Isn't he fun?
We don't know whether you mean that or not. Who's it on? Martha?
Martha's on.
Martha?
I do have one, but it might not be on the list. Muriel's Wedding.
That's going to be
Muriel's
on there. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Muriel's
Number 9.
Wedding.
Muriel.
Number 8.
Number 5.
Yes!
She's killing it.
There you go, Martha.
6 points for Martha. She's running away with this thing.
That's the last one I know, though.
Okay. You said that before. We've already been through this. And then you came up with Muriel's Wedding. You even figured out how to say it because you start off.
I knew Muriel's Wedding a couple guesses ago, but I was waiting because I thought no one else would say it. I'm a terrible person. I tried to beat everybody. I was being dishonest. I apologize.
Yeah, no, you were saving that one because you were busy saying something that got a lot more points. Yeah, so it worked out all right.
Not a nice way to... It's not very sportsmanlike, but...
I think you did it very sportsmanlike.
It's like playing with a ninja. Jeez.
You got one, Anna?
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the last round. It's your last chance to get on the board. No chance at winning. At this point, we're just having fun.
Okay. I'm going to guess, is there a movie called The Wedding?
You know, oddly enough, there is a Robert Altman movie called
Yes.
A Wedding.
Oh, that's right.
But. Yeah, but it didn't make the top 10.
Okay.
Wow.
I thought, you know, go basic and just run with it.
Yeah. Well, that was reasonable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kate?
Is there a Robert Altman movie called The Wedding Ring?
Oh.
A Wedding Ring? No.
It wouldn't be.
Don't
drag Robert Altman into it.
I'm sorry. No, yeah.
But is that your answer?
Is there a movie? Yeah. I don't know.
The Wedding Ring?
Wedding Ring? Mm-hmm. Wedding Ring of Fire?
There's a Robert Altman. There's a Robert Altman movie called The Nashville Wedding.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a movie thing, right? A movie joke?
Yep, you did make a movie joke,
Jesus
Toby.
Jesus Christ.
Hats off to that one.
That horribly obscure
you done
Altman
did it.
Reference.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
No, I want to apologize.
Wedding Ring was a good answer. Martha?
I did think of one. See, I'm a terrible person.
God damn.
I'm a terrible person. I lied.
I saw your eyes light up. I'm like, I
got
really
excited.
You got it.
I've been spending a lot of time alone, and this is exciting. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I thought around that.
Break out
a while
the Windex.
Everyone in the audience is probably like, finally.
Yeah.
I know. And the listeners, and they're all going to be stunned to find out it did not make the top 10.
No way! Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I know, right? It's a crazy,
what about my
crazy
Big Fat Greek Wedding 2?
Yes. Yes.
That didn't
do as.
That'd be great if my Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 made it and not my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Well, he said it's the most current. That was new.
What's that?
The second movie came out like years later, right?
Oh, yeah. But not that recently. It's been a while since that one, too, I think.
Right.
Yeah. That was called like My Bigger, Fatter Wedding.
That's a TLC show.
Yeah. Toby, you got one last gem for us. Wrap this thing up.
You know, there has to be some Frankenstein connection. I know there's the Bride of Frankenstein, mm-hmm. but I think there's a Frankenstein wedding.
I mean, there should be.
Damn it. That's all I got.
Frankenstein wedding.
The return of the Frankenstein wedding. Check the list. Check the list. Check the list.
I don't see it, but
The Return of the Frankenstein
Doug.
Wedding.
Terrific job.
Thank you.
Doug. Yeah.
What happened?
Are you going to put us out of our misery and read what the top 10 list is?
No, like when you're watching Family Feud and they don't get some of the answers, they just go to commercial and never mention it again. Of course I'm going to tell you which answers. It's a fucking game show.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know what the answers actually are, and they're not going to be happy about them.
God damn.
Because it really is a real up-to-date algorithm. What'd you think of, Anna?
Is Four Weddings a movie?
Just Four Weddings? Just no funeral?
Without the funeral.
What if it's so much more fun that way. So much more uplifting not having to throw a funeral
the
in there. I forget also what order they were. Was it wedding, wedding, funeral, wedding, wedding, or wedding, funeral, wedding, wedding, wedding? I'm not going to do all of the combinations.
I haven't seen it in so long. I'm sorry.
But before I tell you the actual
there's four
answers,
Christmases. That's a movie.
It is. Is that your guess?
That's my
and a funeral. Four Christmases and a funeral.
That's my guess. Sounds as good as a wedding.
Four Christmases. I don't see it here because of the lack of the word wedding. But congratulations. Our winner today is Martha Kelly. A whopping 16 points for Martha. You really nailed it. You had a right answer almost every round. And we can give your stuff away now.
I'm really happy to give away this heavy bag. It has a heavy bottle of wine. It's natural wine, which I don't know if it's good or not because I don't drink, but it's none of your business.
I would have just called it wine if I were you. Natural wine sounds like it's garbage, but
I don't know.
I think all wine is pretty natural, so if it's totally natural,
garbage,
it must not have any flavor in it or anything. But where's Dustin at? Come get this, Dustin.
Hey!
And Molly,
we came
that
close,
over to
really
him.
Close.
No,
we didn't. Yeah, that wasn't close at all.
It looks like a shoebox.
You also can keep the reusable grocery
it's
bag.
It's a beautiful reusable grocery bag, Justin. Whoa. Congratulations. Oop, get both of those. You don't have to flip and fall everywhere.
Somebody's going to get drunk and curl up in his new blanket tonight. Well, well, well.
Let's find out what answers you missed.
Please.
Wait, you want to ask if the audience knows? Do they know?
No,
the
they don't know.
Okay.
Dismissed.
No, they probably know a couple of them, but it's a real mystery how these things work. Number 10, of course, was my best friend's wedding. Number 9, Kate, several people know how dangerously close you were to saying the Reddit, the wedding ringer.
Oh,
ringer. Yes.
Ringer?
The wedding ringer. It was a play on Wedding Singer.
Oh, dear
and it
God.
Was about is Josh Gad played a guy that goes to weddings and pretends to be the best or no, he's getting married and Kevin Hart pretends to be his best man, like as a service. Like Kevin Hart gets paid to be his best man.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's called The Wedding Ringer.
Oh, I missed that one.
Number 9. I don't know why it's so high on the list right now, other than maybe Josh Gad's on that HBO show Avenue 5 or whatever, and so you might be getting some juice out of that. Number 8, a movie with Dermot Mulroney, who was in Best Friend's Wedding, with Deborah Messing, called The Wedding Date.
I know that bad movie.
Yeah. I figured you might have been familiar with that one.
Doug knows
The Wedding Date. And then a movie that I'd be shocked if anybody mentioned it because it's like brand new. It's either out or about to come out, called The People We Hate at the Wedding.
Oh, right.
Yeah. With Allison Janney and Ben Platt. So I'm in. And then number 6, this one should ring some bells, American Wedding.
Oh,
part of the American Pie series. Yes. The American Pie universe is vast. Yeah. You don't show up here not knowing anything about the APU.
I'm glad you're all moaning, too. You didn't think of that one either.
Fucking APU.
Number 4 is a new one with Jennifer Coolidge, who's an absolute delight, so I'll watch that. It's called Shotgun Wedding.
Oh, good title.
Yeah. And then number 3 is a movie from, I'm pretty sure, is from India called Wedding Season.
Wedding seizures?
Wedding seizures.
Ah.
Wedding, three wedding seizures and a funeral.
Oh, that's a good one. And it's all in Hindu.
Yeah.
Hindi? Good.
Yeah. I love what they're what's coming out of Bollywood. And then we already said number two is Wedding Singer and number one was Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
Wow.
So happy wedding to my friend Sean. And
way to go,
congratulations,
wedding.
Martha. You get to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug today?
I guess just since Twitter's going to go down at any moment, you could follow me on Instagram. I don't usually post any shows, but if you like, whatever. It's it's mkellyatx on Instagram, and I'm doing a stand-up show next Friday, but I don't know where it is, so...
So follow,
hey!
Follow her Instagram on the off chance that she'll decide to post when she figures out where the venue is.
Well, I need somebody to help me because on Instagram, when you do shows like this one, you sent a message with like a story mm-hmm. about this, but I don't know how you share a story. How you
I
reshare
can
it.
I got you.
Thank you, Anna. I don't know how it works. That's why I stay on Twitter, but.
Yeah, it's reasonable. Yeah, Anna's really good at that stuff. She can help you out. Or like if you have any children in the neighborhood.
I have a niece and nephew, but
someone under 10.
those Instagram kitties. But thank you, Martha, and you'll be welcomed back on the show very soon for winning today if you're willing to come back.
Yeah, I would love to come back, and when Anna shows me how, I'll share your story about it.
That'll be beautiful. Thank you very much. Toby Huss.
Yeah.
What do you got going on besides, you're not a social media guy, really, are you?
I have an Instagram thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your name on Instagram?
It's my name.
Toby Huss.
Yeah, Toby Huss. Nothing interesting. It's
H-U-S-S.
H-U-S-S. You can do those things.
Don't try to Maguire it and put an E in the Toby.
No. We don't play around with that. Or an I on the end.
Ooh, what?
No. That happens sometimes, yeah.
T-O-B-I?
T-O-B-I. They'll ask me that at the DMV now and again.
Okay, I take it back. We found some people that are dumber than actors and comedians. Yeah, yeah. Well, this show would have sucked today if I had four people from the DMV on stage.
No, they would have known all the movies.
Oh, my God, maybe. They might have been good at it.
Oh, you mean The Wedding Ringer? Thank you. I'm Derek. I work at the one on Cole. You been there on Cole? Right
that
place.
Guy, I don't go to that one because that guy's there. He's so weird. You don't ever want to strike up a conversation with postal employees, really. I mean, the mailman or lady, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you chat with them, but when you're in the post office, you just want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving. So angry. Nobody's in there. I'm like, oh, today I'm gonna mail something.
Woo. It's gonna happen now. The holidays are here. You're gonna have a lot of people who need to mail something.
Freaking holidays.
Right.
There we are.
Hey. Four Christmases and a seizure.
Kate Flannery, what would you like to promote?
Hey.
I am going on tour in a few weeks with Jane Lynch.
Nice.
Yeah, we did a Christmas album. We did a Christmas album together called A Swinging Little Christmas. So we're playing three shows at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater in New York. I think it's the second, third, and fourth. And then we'll be at Boston City Winery the 6th and 7th. And then we're going to be like at Notre Dame and then someplace outside of Chicago called Crystal Lake, Illinois. It's a beautiful little theater. And then we're playing
Santa
Luis Obispo.
Wait, is it Camp Crystal Lake?
No.
Sounds like a mob joint. Is that a mob?
Sign
is that
now.
A camp for mob kids?
Right? I know. It's a cute little, sweet little Christmassy town. It sure looks like shit during the summer, but anyway. But yeah, and then I'll be in, we're playing San Luis Obispo on the 18th. And just go to janelynchofficial.com because I'm too lazy to post. Or I will post them on my Instagram at The Real Kate Flannery because there's a fake Kate Flannery. That's why I'm at The Real Kate Flannery.
That fake Kate Flannery's dirty.
Right?
Yeah.
She gets more likes than I do.
She just says fake Flannery. December 18th and December, all those dates?
Yes, all okay, those dates okay, are in yeah. December. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Because okay. we still got some of those numbers coming up in this month we're in now.
Right, sorry.
Right, it's 18th
December.
Of December.
It's all December, sorry.
San Luis Obispo, 18th of December.
Go to Jane Lynch.
Like, when you're only going to play one city in California, that's the one to play.
I know, right? I'm kind of with you on this. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe Dynasty Typewriter will give
I
us
do
a
love
night.
It
Can
there.
Can I talk to somebody?
Oh, yeah. That'd be amazing. Would you really do a night of it in L.A.?
I will, but Jane won't. I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Does she tell you that between the two of you, you're the weakest link?
Oh, my God, I love you.
Anna Roisman, what do you want to plug?
I would love for you to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Anna Roisman. It's just my name. I make a lot of dumb videos and impressions. that's it. Oh, you can listen to my podcast. It's on hiatus right now, but Unemployed with Anna Roisman. Doug did a great episode, so go back and listen to that.
You've been
fun.
Laid off from the show Unemployed?
Yeah. I'm just too employed to, you know, to stoop so low anymore.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you to Dynasty Typewriter, to everyone who came out today. One more time for all of my guests, Toby Huss,
hey,
Martha Kelly, Kate Flannery, Anna Roisman. Support everything that they do. And I'll see you soon, Houston. And Dustin says thank you.
Thanks, Dustin.
And as always, Mercury Missile Plant.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.